I'm Doug Keel. Time for another Speaking of Schools. Welcome to this week's podcast, and an interesting podcast it is, as we're going to be featuring a number of programs that will be highlighted on South Carolina ETV during the course of the week, as we'll be joined by Betsy Newman from South Carolina ETV. It's Spotlight Education this week on ETV, and a lot of special segments coming up on Saturday that will be examining some of the things going on in South Carolina schools. We're also going to be having some information about a teacher recertification course through ETV, a Read to Succeed Foundations in Reading course. That's our lineup. News from SCETV today on Speaking of Schools, a weekly production of South Carolina's Department of Education. We're pleased you're with us, and we're speaking of schools. Folks in the Palmetto State know that South Carolina ETV is South Carolina's public broadcasting, storytelling, and education network. And the spotlight is on education this week, as it's PBS Spotlight Education that's going to be taking place on PBS stations throughout the country, as well as South Carolina Educational Television. And of course, they've got an array of special PBS programs that are taking an in-depth look at the state of education across the nation. And we're going to have one day coming up on Saturday that's going to really focus in on South Carolina education. So you'll want to make sure that you are tuned in to SCETV, or at least that you have your recorder set to record that so that you can watch it. We've got a description coming up, and Betsy Newman at South Carolina ETV has graciously consented to be with us. Betsy, welcome to Speaking of Schools, and we'll just throw you the ball and say take off. It's a big week in South Carolina for SCETV with the Spotlight Education and, of course, the American Graduate segments that you'll be filling us in on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me, Doug. South Carolina ETV, well, you know, we have always been deeply involved in education. That's what the E in ETV stands for. So it's not new for us, but what was new for us was that in 2014, we were awarded a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to be one of 33 stations around the country with a focus on their initiative called American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, which is a dropout prevention initiative of the CPB. So we were able to spend 2 years focusing on education, and we did a real range of things. And one of the things that we were able to do through the grant was to hire a producer whose work really involved around looking at places around the state, schools around the state, where innovation was taking place and innovation was having an impact. And on Saturday, the 17th, we're going to intercut these short programs that were produced by our producer, Catherine McCullough. They're going to be intercut into 4 hours of programming that's coming live from WNET in New York. And so at intervals throughout the day, because it's a four-hour program, at intervals we will air our short segments. And if you like, Doug, I can give you a rundown on what those will be.
Oh, I'm sure the listeners would be very interested in hearing that. This is the segment from 2 until 6, correct?
Yes, it's from 2 to 6, hosted by Soledad O'Brien, and it's live. And I know it's going to be very interesting overall. It's going to look at programs and things that are happening across the nation in terms of dropout prevention. But we, as I said, will have segments cut in. So let me just give you a little overview of what those are going to be. The first one is going to be about Hot Gap School in Johns Island. And that school experienced an amazing turnaround from really a failing school to an award-winning school in only 3 years. And I'm not going to tell you the secret that's revealed in this segment, but we found out what was the reason for this amazing success in only 3 years. So that's the hot gap segment. Then we're going to focus on the East Point Academy, and that's right here in the Midlands in Casey, a school where young children are going through language immersion in both Mandarin and Spanish. And these, as we know, that's the time in your life when it's easiest to learn a language. So these little kids, this is so much fun to watch these little kids becoming fluent in these languages. So that will be about East Point Academy. And our next cut-in will look at the Migrant Head Start program down in Lodge, South Carolina, where they have a lot of migrant farm workers. And how do we deal with these young children? Again, here, this is a Head Start program. How do we deal with the issues that these young children face, language issues, and even probably more important, the fact that their families are migrants and moving around following the farm harvest. So the Migrant Head Start program has devised some very innovative ways of helping these children. And our next segment is going to look at Cougar New Tech, which is a school within a school at Colleton County High School in Walterboro. And this school has adopted, the school within the school has adopted a project-based learning model. And this video is so interesting. It's so great to see these high school students working in teams, working together, talking to each other, supporting each other. And again, this kind of innovation has made a huge difference at Colleton High School. And our last segment is going to take a look at Dillon Middle School, which became well known for the wrong reasons when they had a terrible building that was really unhealthy for the students. But in fact, that building was replaced, as we know. And then Dillon Middle School went on to get a large federal school improvement grant that, where they established a program called Success for All, and that program focused on reading. So this school, every morning, every student, every teacher for the first period taught and studied reading. And in a very short period of time, the reading level in the eighth grade went from third grade reading level to grade level. So that focus on reading made a massive difference at Dillon Middle School. So these are going to be cut in over the 2 hours at various points. So I hope that people will tune in and not only get the great stories from around the country, but also get our South Carolina stories as well.
Yeah, we're especially interested in those South Carolina stories, but there are a number of other very enlightening things which are going to be taking place all week. Episodes of Nova, Frontline, the PBS NewsHour, a new film from POV, and the very popular TED Talks series. The title is Education Revolution. You can find out exactly how you can see these programs, get the schedule, if you go to scetv.org/blog/education. And Betsy, give us another website where we can go and find out more specifically about these drop-ins that you'll have from South Carolina schools.
Okay, we can go to the American Graduate Day website, which is www.americangraduate.org/grad-day. And that will give you a lot more information about that.
And if you'd give that to us one more time.
Okay. I know it's hard to say these links. www.americangraduate.org/grad-day.
Okay, that's the website, and of course the station is your local South Carolina ETV station. All week long, a great array of programming on education, but particularly coming up on Saturday the 17th from 2 until 6, the fifth annual American Graduate Day, a number of inserts into those 4 hours from what's happening and what's going on in the Palmetto State. Betsy Newman. Thanks so much. Appreciate the heads up on this. I'm sure that folks across the state will be very interested, particularly on Saturday, at seeing some of the great things that are going on in South Carolina schools. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Doug.
And while we're talking about PBS and South Carolina ETV, through its partnership with PBS Teacher Line, ETV is now offering a Read to Succeed Foundations in Reading course. This course is approved by the South Carolina Department of Education, and it's one of four required to earn the Literacy Teacher Endorsement, which all South Carolina educators certified in early childhood, elementary, special ed, Montessori through elementary 3, and ESOL, if that's your primary area of certification. You must earn that within 2 certificate renewal cycles. The course, An Introduction to Underlying Principles and Research for Effective Literacy Instruction, one of PBS Teacher Line's most popular courses, was recently approved as a Foundations in Reading course after ETV and PBS Teacher Line worked together to revise and update the content to meet the required criteria. It's delivered entirely online over a 6-week period, and the course focuses on the fundamental principles that inform research-based literacy and reading instruction. Learners will study the developmental stages through which young children gain independence in the use of phonemic awareness, phonics, and word recognition, as well as the increasing levels of complex skills required for students to increase their vocabulary and comprehension skills. Learners will also explore the literacy needs of English language learners, students with learning disabilities, and other struggling readers. Upon completion of the course, learners will have a strong foundation of research-based literacy instruction methods and activities to draw from as they transform their teaching practices to meet the specific needs of their students, the curricular goals of their school district, and the South Carolina State Standards. The course is available year-round for individual enrollment. It can be scheduled as a private district course upon request. Start dates include, and if you might have missed the September 14th date, October 19th is another start date for this PBS Teacher Line Foundations in Reading course. The course earns 60 South Carolina renewal credits or 3 graduate credits. More information, and you can go to teacherline at scetv.org for more information. And that'll take care of business for us this week on Speaking of Schools. Thanks, Betsy Newman. Pleasure talking to you, learning about the special programming coming up this week on PBS, and especially Saturday. Remember, set your recorders if you can't be around from 2 until 6 so you can make sure that you can see these features from various schools and districts across South Carolina. Also, the PBS Read to Succeed course, more information given there at that website. And, of course, that's teacherline at scetv.org. Speaking of Schools is a presentation of South Carolina's Department of Education, a weekly feature here at this website. Your host is Doug Keel, and it's a pleasure to be with you each week. We certainly appreciate the pleasure of your company. Hope that you'll be back with us again, because next week, once again, we'll be speaking of schools.